Socialist Jeremy Corbyn demands G7 recognize Palestine as a state. By Kurt Zindelka on June 14, 2021. Radical socialist Jeremy Corbyn called for the G7 nations, specifically singling out the United States, to recognize Palestine as a state and to impose an arms embargo on Israel. Speaking before thousands of anti-Israeli activists outside No. 10 Downing Street on Saturday, former Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn hailed the international protest movements against the Jewish state, saying that he hopes the mobs in America will force the Biden administration and the U.S. Congress to recognize Palestine as a state. "Our demands are very clear," Corbyn told the crowd, saying, "the end of the occupation of the West Bank, the withdrawal of all the settlements and an end of the settlement policy, an end to the siege of Gaza. Occupation is wrong. Siege is wrong. So when the G7 conclude their discussions in Cornwall, I hope Boris Johnson does two things: ditch the private plane and show some compassion to the environment and get the train back to London. But more importantly for the G7, our world is faced with an environmental crisis. Our world is faced with a human rights crisis. Our world is faced with an inequality and poverty crisis exacerbated by COVID," the socialist continued. Corbyn said that the answer to the problems facing the world is not to build more weapons or to engage in cold wars, but rather to support the people who are up against it and to end the sale of arms, which he claimed encourages human rights abuses. "So, wouldn't it be great if the G7 concluded by saying, end the occupation of Palestine, end the arms supply to Israel, support the Palestinian refugees, and recognize the rights of the Palestinian people," he concluded. Mr. Corbyn was suspended in October from his own party after he rejected the findings of a report that said he failed to confront anti-Semitism within the left-wing party. The far-left MP has also long been criticized for cozying up to terrorist elements in the Middle East, including a 2012 appearance on an Iranian television program, Remember Palestine, in which he referred to over 1,000 Hamas terrorists as brothers. Since the reemergence of violence in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, Corbyn has attended at least 4 high-profile anti-Israel protests over the past month, 2 of which devolved into violent thuggery. The Jewish charity, the Community Security Trust, CST, has claimed that since last month, the number of anti-Semitic incidents in the UK has reached a record high, with 351 incidents recorded in the 3 weeks between May 8 and May 31 alone. The UK's Communities Secretary, Robert Jenrick, said last month that the rise in anti-Semitism in Britain is likely a result of radical Islamist elements in the country. Jenrick said that the British government needs to be alive to the growing threat of Islamic anti-Semitism because some of the themes we've seen in recent weeks are more than just casual anti-Semitism, or people who don't understand what anti-Semitism is, and drift into it by accident. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.